The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
While the Republic of Ireland won't be there, Euro 2020, played in 2021, kicks off today when Italy face off against Turkey. But there's lots of sporting action this weekend in addition to all of that. And we're joined by Eoin Sheehan from Off the Ball. Eoin, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
On the tennis court, we shall see a titanic battle, I suspect, in Paris.
Yeah, it's quite the weekend of sport. And really, if you look at the 7 o'clock kickoff tonight in the Euros, Djokovic versus Nadal today at 4:30 is a perfect appetizer for the weekend ahead. It is the second of two semi-finals. You've got Alexander Zverev against Tsitsipas at 10-2 today, but Djokovic against Nadal, a lot of people will see as the real final. Nadal can become the all-time leader in men's Grand Slams won if he wins this tournament, and if he gets over Djokovic, that should be the toughest hurdle he will face in this in Roland Garros this year, because let's not forget, Djokovic wants that crown as the most Grand Slams won ever as well, so it'll be a personal insult to him if he loses today. But Nadal obviously has been awesome on clay for his entire career and utterly dominant in France.
Well, if it's a marathon, they could still be sending the crowds home at 11 o'clock local time there. But anyway, let's hope it's wrapped up before that curfew. Something last night, I was watching the meeting in Florence, the athletic meeting there, and what a taster for the Olympics to come, because we had the young Jakob Ingebrigtsen break 13 minutes for the 5,000 metres for the first time, and he absolutely smashed it. I think it was 14 seconds he took off, and he's only 20.
This was extraordinary. So the previous European best was 12:49, set in 2000 by Mohamed Mourid. And this was surpassed by Ingebrigtsen last night. He's only 20 years of age, as you say. This was at a Diamond League meeting in Florence, and over 5,000 metres. This guy all of a sudden looks like one of the kids to watch at this year's Olympics. Not necessarily as a star for the future, but as somebody who might go and win a gold medal. He said it was like winning a gold medal last night. Obviously, it was a Diamond League meet rather than an actual medal event. And he said to have that European record is absolutely incredible. Like, you would have probably associated Joshua Cheptegei as maybe the best runner in that field last night, but he was left in the wake of the young Norwegian, and this is really the arrival of a star to maybe people who pay a passing interest to athletics. I'm sure those who've been following the beat for the last few years have seen this coming, but Scandinavian athletics, as we know, is in a very strong place, and it looks like they might medal on that front over 5,000 metres in Tokyo.
Yeah, and he's got a younger sister who's only 14, I think, who's going to be a star in the making as well. Sifan Hassan as well won the 1500 in massive style. There's a lot to savour, I think, going forward as we look to the Olympics in just a few weeks' time. Now, speaking of more imminent events, the Euros, and we're not there, but there's still going to be a lot of good football we can enjoy.
Absolutely. And tonight at 8 o'clock, I should say, not 7 o'clock, it's Turkey against Italy to get the tournament underway. And this is a really appetizing fixture, because a lot of people will have Italy as their dark horses to win the thing. I know calling Italy dark horses probably seems ridiculous. And then a lot of people will have Turkey as their dark horses to maybe make a mark at the earlier stages of the competition. Two teams who've been brilliant in qualification, and Italy side on the resurgence after not qualifying for the last World Cup. And it'll set the tone brilliantly in Rome tonight. Of course, this is going to be the first time that we see a pan-European competition. It's not going to be the same without the fan zones and without the full stadiums in a lot of these cities, but it is still going to be interesting to see how things go. We're going to be seeing games in 11 different countries over the course of the next few weeks, with a number of those countries just getting a bit of a leg up on the other. Italy are one of those teams for sure. That game tonight will be in the Olympic Stadium in Rome. Another of those teams is England. England, if they go all the way and top their group, will only play outside of Wembley in their quarter final. So this is like Euro 96 all over again. Football is coming home all over again. And the hype, while they try and keep it down, Pat, it will find a way of ratcheting to a whole new level, especially if they beat Croatia at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
And we read about Declan Rice saying he's looking forward to his first pint ever after the tournament, and will that be a celebratory pint or a disappointed pint? But it could have been an Irish pint, and it's not going to be.
No, he said that he was watching the World Cup in a fan park in Dubai in 2018, and it was at that moment he knew he wanted to play for England, even though he strung us along for a few months afterwards. Jack Grealish, of course, said that he's got no regrets, no looking back now after joining England. So it's been one final week of putting that story to bed, I think it's fair to say, and the two of them are going to be key components to this England effort this year. A real sense that Rice is going to start in that English midfield, and also a growing idea that maybe the best version of this English team can come with Jack Grealish in the starting team. But God, they've got so much depth in attacking areas. It's really unusual. Like, we remember the teams that had stacked midfields and loads of centre backs, but this English team is all about the attackers, and they are exciting to watch at their very best.
All right, so 1966 all over again. Perhaps. Messi is signing a 10-year contract with Barcelona, but will somehow end up his footballing career in Inter Miami. Can you explain?
Well, this is a strange one. This is Jorge Mas, who is optimistic that Barcelona will play for the MLS team in the future. Inter Miami, obviously, an interesting one with David Beckham involved. His contract, obviously, with Lionel Messi is due to expire at the end of June. And Joan Laporta, the president at Barcelona, said earlier this month that talks over a new contract are progressing well. But there have been reports in the Spanish media this week that Barcelona have proposed a 10-year deal where Messi will play two more seasons before ending his career with two seasons at Inter Miami. He will then return, after doing 2 years in Inter Miami, to the La Liga club for 6 years as a global ambassador. So 4 years as a player for two different clubs, 6 years as a global ambassador for Barcelona Football Club. So this is weird, to be quite honest.
It's
not something we've seen too often. It is just reports, but generally when it comes to this Messi story, the Spanish reports tend to precipitate the actual news that comes out. They tend to have their finger on the pulse, and there is obviously method to floating this story in the press, because who knows, maybe Paris Saint-Germain or Manchester City suddenly find a little bit more depth to their pockets this summer and Lionel Messi all of a sudden leaves the camp now. So it's one to keep an eye on, but it does seem ridiculous.
All right. And finally, on, there's lots of GAA action as we come towards the end of the leagues.
There is. There's loads of it. It's kind of uncertain how important it'll be. Like, for example, in Division 1 in the semi-finals, in football, you've got Dublin against Donegal and Kerry against Tyrone. The only possible final that can happen there is Dublin against Tyrone. So if Tyrone or Dublin lose, there won't be a final in that competition, which kind of makes a mockery of it, really. But there will be relegation, no matter what happens. So you've got Armagh against Roscommon and Monaghan against Galway to go down in Division 1. The losers of those games basically get relegated. And then in Division 2, the relegation playoffs are between Down and Leash and Cork and Westmeath. And then the other things to really keep an eye on is who will come up from Division 2. It's Clare versus Mayo and Kildare versus Meath. So Mayo and Meath, they're obviously looking to get back to the top tier at the first time of asking.
Owen Sheehan of Off the Ball, thank you very much for joining us.